Welcome to another Nugget of Truth. Today we're going to look at the difference between the rehabilitation or the transformation of a Christian. In the last post, we saw that we are more than body and soul. We are spirit, soul, and body. Remember, the body communicates with the physical world. The soul communicates or forms relationships with the souls of other people. The spirit communicates with the spirit realm. And the born-again Christian is able to communicate with the Spirit of God. Now, because of our new spiritual connection to God, we are forgiven, and there's no longer condemnation for sin. It was doubt and guilt, shame and regret that tended to keep us living in the past with the belief that we were condemned and that our lives could never change. However, in one tremendous miracle, when you repented and accepted Jesus into your life, you became a new creation, forgiven, accepted, and loved by God. And His love means that He will never leave you or abandon you. Now, it's true that before you accepted Jesus into your life, you were condemned as a result of your sin. Simply put, you were going to hell for eternity. But now you have changed your destination by trusting in Jesus Christ and Him alone. Heaven is now yours. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans 8:1, "There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." Listen to that. "Who do not walk according to the flesh or the soul, but according to the Spirit of God." Don't allow others to heap condemnation on you. You have passed from death to life. Now, without getting into the theology of the sin nature today, let me say that we're all born with a sin nature. Sin nature means that we have a natural tendency to do what is wrong in God's eyes. We want to be in control and do what we want instead of doing what we should do as children of God. So we could say that the central problem with mankind is that we are not sinners because we sin, but we sin because we are sinners. Without Jesus, you really couldn't help yourself. Now, your sins, although many, were simply the proof that you did not believe or trust in Jesus. Let me repeat that thought. Your sinful life was the evidence of your unbelief or disbelief in what Jesus Christ accomplished for you. However, now you are putting your trust in Jesus and His teachings, and as a result, you are a new creation. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, now listen carefully to this, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Now, obviously, a very important question to ask yourself is, as a Christian, are you trying to rehabilitate yourself or allowing God's Holy Spirit to transform you into the person He wants you to be? Now, this has been a critical issue of Christian living for 2,000 years. Does looking like a Christian make you a Christian, or is there something deeper? Rehabilitation in this sense means to rebuild or restore by your own efforts to be good or to sin no more. It's like putting a coat of paint on the exterior of a dilapidated house. It may look good on the outside, but nothing has changed on the inside of the house. So many Christians try to change by following rules and traditions and laws in an attempt to become more Christ-like. This is what we call legalism. It's outward works, and it doesn't deal with the root issue, and that is sin. Rehabilitation attempts by self-control to produce lasting change. It will never work. You cannot produce genuine spiritual change from the outside in. Transformation, on the other hand, means that your spirit, working with the Holy Spirit of God, is changing you, now this is important, from the inside out. It's not just a change of mind, but a change of heart. That's transformation. Romans 12:2 says this, "And do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." In other words, let God renew your mind. Transformation means that God has placed a new heart in you, and you now have the ability to think God kind of thoughts. Trusting in Jesus means that you believe in Him, and you are applying His teachings to your life. Now, you may find that difficult in the beginning because you have a lifetime of habits and wrong thinking to overcome. Remember, your spirit is born again, but your soul still needs some work. Nevertheless, God says you are a new creation. God is giving you an opportunity to start over. Or as the kids would say, God's giving you a do-over. As a new creation, how are we supposed to live our lives as Christians? As a follower of Jesus, I don't need to continue in the behavior of the past because that's passed away. But we need instruction. But we don't need worldly instruction. It was worldly instruction that got us into the mess we found ourselves in before we trusted in Jesus. What we need is spiritual instruction from God. Because we are now spiritual, we can now make sense of a spiritual book, and that book is called the Bible. More about that next time. Please do share this post. You may know someone who could use this. In any case, God bless you until the next time that I see you.